In every artist's career, there are a few songs that stand out. On World Cafe's Backtracking, we ask artists to look back at their discography, pick some of those tracks, and tell us the stories behind them. Today, that artist is Jim James of My Morning Jacket.
So much going on these days.
He'll talk about the song that came to him in a dream, the song that took him forever to finish, and the song he wrote at the beginning of a journey with a certain synthesizer.
And I didn't know what any of the things did on it yet, and I like just plugged it in, turned it on, and I went boop, 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 boop.
It's My Morning Jacket's Jim James in a new Backtracking today. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe.
Tell me, spin, what is not.
For KAXC News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports the man shot and killed in an exchange of gunfire with law enforcement Sunday at Onigam was one of Leech Lake Tribal Chairman Farron Jackson's adopted adult sons. Jackson told the Strib that 37-year-old James Weiss was a foster child placed with the Jackson family as a young boy, remaining in the home past aging out of the foster care system. Jackson and his wife Laurel, who died earlier this year, fostered dozens of children over the years to raise alongside their own. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has not yet released any further information on its investigation of the fatal incident that left one deputy hospitalized. The deputy was shot in the thigh and has since been released, expected to make a full recovery. Two teenage boys were rescued after falling through the ice near Osage on Tuesday. The Becker County Sheriff's Office reports they were called to Strait Lake around 3 p.m. on a report of two teens in the water. A Hubbard County deputy and a DNR conservation officer were first to arrive on the scene, reporting the boys, ages 13 and 14, were floating inside a sled they were sitting in while trying to move across the ice. A DNR conservation officer broke through the ice and launched a boat, allowing authorities to reach the teens. The boys were reportedly trying their hand at early season ice fishing, but authorities warn ice on area lakes is still too thin. At least 4 inches of clear, solid ice is recommended for walking on, but ice should never be considered 100% safe. St. Louis County election workers were honored Thursday in the second round of the Minnesota Excellence in Election Awards from the Secretary of State's office. Megan Buffington has the story.
Secretary of State Steve Simon perhaps best reflected the spirit of election workers when he said the 2026 election is not that far away.
We joked that at 8:01 p.m., just after the polls closed in the recent municipal election, the countdown clock began for the next election in 2026. I see a lot of head nods in this room because everyone in the democracy business completely understands what I'm talking about.
Simon addressed the group in the county boardroom Thursday morning. The Excellence in Election Awards were created this year. Three Crow Wing County workers were the first honored in June. John Blevins is an information specialist in the county auditor's office and the main election contact for day-to-day questions. He says he wants to make a difference, and elections really are a service industry.
There's a lot of clerical work that goes into it, and there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, sometimes more tears than the other. But I am so proud and excited to continue to be a part of this department.
Blevins was one of five honorees, along with St. Louis County Elections Manager Phil Chapman, Mountain Iron Municipal Services Secretary Amanda Inman, Cook Deputy Clerk Treasurer Don Kehoe, and former Cook Administrator Teresa Martinson. Megan Buffington, KAXC News.
The Minnesota Department of Health recently announced the winners of the State Rural Health Awards. The announcement recognized National Rural Health Day, which was Thursday, and two of the award recipients are Northwest Minnesota practitioners. Nicole Kiso is a certified physician assistant for Headwaters Health in Fauston and was awarded a Rural Health Hero Award. She is described as passionate about supporting the farmers and manufacturers who sustain communities. Kiso and her partners opened their own clinic in Fauston this fall with a mission to ensure that rural communities have access to dedicated providers and advocates for local health care resources. The city of Fauston issued an official proclamation for Thursday as Nicole Kiso Day. Dr. Joseph Corser is a medical director at Sanford Bemidji, and he received one of two Lifetime Provider Achievement Awards. Corsair has pioneered programs that address critical gaps in rural health care, including a hospitalist program at Sanford Bemidji, the Recovery Medicine Clinic for people with substance use disorders, and the trauma program that earned Sanford Bemidji a Level 3 trauma designation in 2020. The awards are given annually to individuals and groups who have made a significant contribution to improving rural health in Minnesota. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from your favorite community radio station. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
Hey, I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe, here with an all-new Backtracking. Backtracking is when we give an artist a list of prompts, stuff like a song that changed everything for me, things like that. They match those prompts up to songs across their entire discography, new albums, back catalog, the whole thing, and then we talk about them. Today, it's Backtracking with My Morning Jacket's Jim James. Their latest album, their 10th studio album, is called Is. And Jim, I'm excited to talk to you. Welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the first prompt, let's get right to it. I don't think any other guest we've had for Backtracking has chosen this prompt so far, so very happy you did. The song that came to me in a dream.
Oh, okay.
Kind of feels like a perfect place to start a My Morning Jacket conversation to me.
Yeah.
The song is Time Waited.
Well, it's funny because dreams are like, I get so many songs in dreams, and oftentimes it's just a fragment or a melody or something, you know? I'll hear it in the dream and I'll wake up. And I'll grab my phone off the bed and I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. I'll sing it into the voice memo so I don't forget it. And Time Waited was interesting because I was in the dream, I was in a cafe, and I think it was with Nick Offerman. It was like, I think it was him. And we were sitting there having lunch, and this song was playing. And it was like this beat and this person singing Time Waited, you know, in this way. And I was like, and we were both like, this is a cool song. What is this? You know? And then I woke up and I remembered the melody and I sung it into my phone and blah, blah, blah. And half of them, when I listened to it the next day, I've also got like a white noise machine on in the room. So it's like, I'm like, blah, blah.
Just gibberish over static.
Exactly. Yeah. So half of them are lost.
Yeah.
But this one, so I like cooked up this whole demo of this song. And we were working with Brendan O'Brien on this last record. So I was like, sending him songs as I had new songs, and I sent him the demo I made, and he's like, I don't really dig the song that much, but I like the idea of time waiting for something. He's like, I like the lyrics. He's like, why don't you use the lyrics and write a better song? And I was like, okay. And he's so great about that stuff because he's always like, kind of egoless in his critique, you know, so he never makes your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, all right. So at the same time, I had fallen in love with this sample of a song called Blue Jade that's a Buddy Emmons pedal steel record.
Okay.
And the beginning of the song was just like this beautiful piano line, and I had looped it, and I was like walking to it and writing music over it. And I had this whole other session I was working on that thing. So I had the notes open for Time Waited that I was working on for the other Time Waited. And then I was like, I'm just going to try singing these over this other thing that I'm working on. And it all came together and worked so well. So it was a really beautiful example of like the dream kind of coming in. But also for me, it was a good example of being open to somebody else's outside critique, which I have never really been. I've always been like, I don't need your help. I don't need anybody's opinion. I'm going to do this my way. And it was nice to have those worlds kind of collide.
Yeah.
And it was really beautiful.
Let's hear Time Waited from My Morning Jacket, the song Jim James said came to him in a dream on World Cafe.
Well, they say time waits for no one, dear, and it takes near
On World Cafe, I'm Raina Duris. This is a feature called Backtracking, where we give an artist a list of prompts. They go back and choose songs from their discography to match up with those prompts. My guest today is My Morning Jacket's Jim James. He just chose the song Time Waited from the band's latest album, Is, for the prompt, The Song That Came to Me in a Dream. So, Jim, before we heard that song, you were talking about Brendan O'Brien, the producer that worked on this album with you. First time you guys have brought in an outside producer. Usually you produce it. Mm-hmm. What was it about how he worked that made you feel open to his feedback specifically?
Well, it was so cool because we've worked with other producers in the past, but I've always been very like clear to them from the start that I didn't want their opinion on any of the songs. Like, I wanted their opinion on, did we do a good take? Does it sound good? You know, help us make it sound good and all that stuff. But I was always too insecure and too, I was kind of basing all of my self-love on like the music stuff, you know? And so I'd been doing a lot of therapy and a lot of work to just try to be a more peaceful person and like recognize that I could love myself regardless of whether the world liked my music or not, you know? So getting to that point and meeting Brendan was so cool because we were sitting around as a band talking about making this record, and we were like, we've worked with a lot of like contemporaries and people who are like in our wheelhouse, but we were like, which is also great, but we were like, we could really use a coach for this record, like somebody who's not a contemporary, who's been around a while longer, right. You know? And so we were thinking about it, and the problem sometimes with some of those people is they're kind of wrapped up in their legend and their ego, and they want to tell you how many Grammys they've won, and they want to tell you how many times they've worked with Elton John and all that stuff, and you're kind of like, oh my God, man. But Brendan was the exact opposite. Brendan was just like very much just only cared about the song. Like, yeah. He's just like, what? Let's talk about the songs. You know, he almost like, you had to almost like pull him into talking about somebody he'd worked with or somebody. And it was just really refreshing because he was very much like a great coach. Like, he was so good at like in the studio helping us focus on what we were doing. But he was also, because I had over 100 demos or something. So I sent him all the demos.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, for his feedback. And he's just so funny. He's like, yeah, it usually takes me somewhere like between 20 and 30 seconds to know if I like a song or whatever, you know?
Wow.
So he was like, yeah, it was pretty easy. It took me, you know, a little while, and I went through the demos. I was like, nope. Oh yeah, that one's cool. You know, and so it was really, really interesting.
Having somebody there who like is just so sure of their own taste must be very reassuring.
Yeah, because it really felt like, and he said something really cool that struck me at the beginning. He's like, I think I just hear things like most people hear them or whatever. Like, he's trying to describe why he thought he, you know, could trust his own voice. And for me, it was more a challenge of like just taking this ride with him, because I knew also all the songs he didn't pick, I'll just use them somewhere else or whatever. You know, so it was kind of an interesting experiment to see like where we could go with it. And because there's so many songs that, because he's not really into like long instrumental passages, mm-hmm. or long, like super drawn out things like that. And I was like, I can do another kind of record some other time with somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but it was really, really beautiful.
Well, the next song that you've chosen for the prompt, the song that took forever to finish, I know was an unearthed demo from a long time ago. I don't know if it was on that that group that you sent to, uh-huh. Brendan, but you've chosen Half a Lifetime. Kind of an appropriate name for a song that took forever to finish.
It's so weird.
When did you start writing it?
Well, I wrote that song while we were making Z, our record Z, over 20 years ago. And we had all sorts of names for that song. I think it was called The Milking Song at one point. It was called Zebra Sauce. And John Leckie, the producer we were working with for Z, he was so great. And he was just like, we had several songs with names that he was like, he's like, what are you trying to ruin the song with the name or whatever, you know? So we ended up recording that song when we recorded Z, but for whatever reason, it didn't fit in back then. And back then, we did everything to tape. And if you didn't print a rough mix at the time you're in the studio, you kind of like lost the song or whatever.
Right.
So I hadn't, for some reason, we didn't print a rough mix of that song. And then when we were doing our Z 20th anniversary re-release that we just put out, I was digging through all the old multitracks and stuff. And I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, we had transferred the analog multitracks to digital just as a safety or whatever. And so I was looking through those and I was like, oh my God, what is this song? And I played it back and I was like, oh man, this song is pretty cool. And I made a rough mix of it and sent it to the guys. And I was like, remember this song? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, this song is great. And we were just gonna use it as a B-side for the Z stuff. But then we were like, this is actually a pretty fun song. I was like, so I just threw it in the pile with Brendan's stuff to send to Brendan. And I didn't say anything in the pile. I didn't say.
Right. There were no like notes of like when this was written.
Not at all. Because I put everything in the pile for Brendan. I put like solo sessions that I'm working on for a new solo record. I put brand new things and I put that thing in there that was like over 20 years old or whatever. And I didn't say anything about any of it. And he really liked that song. So it kind of stayed in the running until the very end. So, I mean, it literally took over half of a lifetime to complete, which was just so cosmically strange.
How different does it sound from that demo that you sent?
Not super different, but there's a lot more excitement in it. And I feel like Brendan helped us like hone it in a great producer is really great at recognizing when a band or an artist has hit the moment, mm-hmm. and when it's time to stop, you know? So we just played it a few times and he's like, all right, this is great. Let's, you know, we've got it, you know? And it was really, really easy, but I feel like he helped us just tighten it down.
Well, let's hear it. The song Jim James says took him forever to write, My Morning Jacket, with Half a Lifetime on World Cafe.
easy money, and you got some time to kill. Go get stark naked, honey, and drop those dollar bills. Go drink in every bar room, go sleeping by the lake. Go by and by and love the way you get every chance you take. And take another listen, put the needle on the line. This motorcycle prison with all its hard rock vision. It might take you half a lifetime, might take you 24 hours to do it. I can't take just one more. It might take you half a lifetime, might take you 24 hours to do it. I can't take just one more. Time we met, it was cigarettes and lighters and all kinds of fire. We dealed and we dealt and we rose and we knelt at the altars of those who were higher. Please take a message and put it to a beat.
Half a Lifetime from My Morning Jacket's latest album, Is. That's the song Jim James says took him forever to write. Coming up on Backtracking with Jim James, he shares the song he wrote at the beginning of a journey. That is next on World Cafe.
Happy Friday, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. Mountain Iron Buell Drama and Chair present Harry Potter and the Cursed Child now through November 23rd at Merritt Auditorium. Find tickets and showtimes at chair-mn.org. We received support from Bemidji Brewing, embracing the cooler weather with the release of several seasonal beers this November, including the Winter IPA, Holiday Ale, and the Icebox Dark Lager. Bemidji Beer, nice catch. Programming on KAXC KBXC is supported in part by the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation to celebrate the honorees of the 2025 Bush Prize Minnesota, Foster Advocates, and Dakota Weekahan. More information online at spmfc.org. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, your volunteer on the river hosts will be Annie Lou and Nelson out of the KBXE studios in downtown Bemidji. Now back to the World Cafe.
I'm Raina Duras. Today, we're backtracking with Jim James of My Morning Jacket here on World Cafe. Backtracking is a feature where we give an artist a list of song prompts and they choose the tracks from their discography to match them up with. The next prompt you've chosen is the song that I wrote at the beginning of a journey. And the song that you've chosen is Wordless Chorus. So maybe you could start by describing where you were in your life when you first wrote this.
Yeah, this was an interesting time because our record, It Still Moves, had been out for a while. And we had three records at that point. And I was wanting to do something different, and it was really chaotic, strange time in my life. And I was just wanting to explore different sounds and stuff. And my buddy, Craig, who plays in a band called VHS or Beta, he loaned me his Juno synthesizer. And at that point, the only synthesizer I had was like a $99 Walmart keyboard or whatever, you know, that was like, what I had a lot of fun on that too. But it was really great because I still was just recording on a four track in my bedroom. And I took the synthesizer and I like set it down next to the four track. And I didn't know what any of the things did on it yet. And I like just plugged it in, turned it on, and I went boop, 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 boop. And the wordless chorus riff just came right out of it. And I was like, kind of fell into a trance with that. Just that really simple sound, but it was a sound that was really unique because I didn't want to, I was kind of scared of synthesizers because I didn't want to like make anything that like sounded like deliberately 80s or whatever, you know, like I didn't want to go down that wormhole, but like this really pure sound came out of it. And it was like, nothing I'd ever heard before because it wasn't like a, it was nothing I had used. So I was like in this like, state with the, that weird little synth and all the song just kind of came pouring out and it kind of opened the doorway to the journey of the album Z, because it made me realize, I was like, oh man, like this is like being in some kind of void or whatever. It's almost like the exact opposite of It Still Moves or some of our other records where there's like just tons of stuff going on all over the place. We always joke that we'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, everybody play. And everybody, wah, wah, wah. It's just like so much sound, which is great too, because I love the contrast of that in the whole realm. But with Z, the journey was, how can we do as little as possible at every point until something else needs to happen? So that was really beautiful of like just having people wait to come in or nothing happens, you know, and that synthesizer started a new journey for me, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear Wordless Chorus and we'll come on back. On World Cafe, it's a song Jim James says was written at the beginning of a journey. This is My Morning Jacket.
The
You just heard My Morning Jacket with Wordless Chorus, the song Jim James says he wrote at the beginning of a journey. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe. Jim James of My Morning Jacket is my guest today on Backtracking, where we give an artist a list of prompts about songs they've written. They choose tracks to match them up, and we dig into them. And the last song answers this prompt. It's the song that reminds me of somebody I love. It's Don Dante. Tell us a little bit about this song and who it reminds you of.
Yeah, it reminds me of my friend Aaron, who passed away and who I wrote the song about. And he came to me in a dream. He passed away. He took his own life. And he was like my best friend from grade school. And we he really like opened the door for me and taught me a lot about music. He was really, he was my same age, but he was at least a few years ahead of me in his ability to learn and his complexity and the way that he played the guitar, and he played saxophone too. And I realized, like, I don't know, just part of the whole death thing and the way our culture deals with death, I feel like I want to help people like open the door to like embracing death more, you know, because it's like, even if it's tragically sad, like when a young person takes their own life, it's also the most normal thing that will happen to all of us, you know, but we all kind of run from it or turn from it or don't want to look at it. And I feel like there's something about when I had this dream, he came to me in the dream, and it was so funny because it was like a stereotypical heaven where we were up in the clouds and stuff.
Right.
And I was waiting in line to get into heaven. And he had a notebook and he had wings and stuff. And he walked up to me and he was like signing people in to get into heaven or whatever. And he's like, "It's good to see you. I'm doing great. I'm fine. Like, you don't have to worry about me." You know, he kind of like reassured me that he had gone to another place and he was peaceful. And like, it was really beautiful. And I woke up and like had an, had the four track right there in my bedroom. And I was kind of like vibing on this little drum machine thing that I had in my Walmart keyboard, and like the song just kind of came out, and it was really beautiful because when we, Patrick and Tom and I were playing with the song for the first time, like trying to translate it from my demo to us playing it, and we have this thing when we play songs where we leave the open, the ending open, you know, so we're like, let's try the song, it's whatever, here's the chords, and then instead of stopping, let's just see what happens or whatever. And so we had this really insane moment where like we kind of went into the end of the song, and it felt like Aaron stepped into my body or something and like took me over and played like this, because Aaron had this beautiful way of like just thrashing the guitar, like just like throttling the guitar and like just capturing these sounds. And I felt like there's this merging where he like joined us for the song. And after it was over, we all kind of looked at each other and we were like, because Patrick grew up with Aaron as well. Mm. And we were like, was that, what did you feel him here? You know, like we felt it and it was really, really powerful. So now when I play that song, you know, I always think about him, and there's a great sadness there, you know, because you always wonder what could have been, you know.
Sure.
But there's also a great relief and a great peace, because I really feel like this human thing is so beautiful and so important, but it's also so quick and it's also nothing, you know. And I feel like the, you know, I don't believe in any particular religion or any particular beliefs or anything, but I'm a very spiritual person, and I think that once this thing is open, over, this human thing, there's a whole another thing, you know?
Sure.
So I feel like whenever I connect with Aaron again in this song, it's like that sense of like his ultimate soul, his true nature, what's beyond whoever the human was he was in this lifetime is still there, you know? And it's still, and it's something that is pure love and pure peace and something that can never be killed, you know, and can never die and was never born and will always be there. And,
yeah.
And I feel like that's, music's one of the greatest reminders of that, I think.
This is My Morning Jacket, Don Dante, on World Cafe.
like a kid alive and talking that was he. In the classroom you were teaching, on the streets you were policing, that was he. To the one I now know most, I will tell them of your ghost like a thing that never, ever was. Ooh. Ooh. And all that ever mattered will someday turn back to batter like a joke. Behind thin walls you hid your feelings, takes four legs to make a ceiling like a thing. In a dream I saw you with your friends alive and talking, that was you. Well, I saw it in your movements, and even though you never knew it, well, I you never loved.
World Cafe, Don Dante from My Morning Jacket and their 2005 album Z. You're listening to World Cafe's Backtracking, where we give an artist a bunch of prompts. They choose a song from their discography to answer those prompts. That song was an answer to the prompt, the song that reminds me of somebody I love. My Morning Jacket's new album is called Is. It is out now. Jim James of My Morning Jacket's been my guest. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks.
It's always so nice to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you by People Powered Radio KAXE KVXE. Good morning. My name is Dan Gannon. The Grand Rapids Area Library Fund has been established at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $300,000 by September 1st, 2026. Funds will be earmarked for the library's budget. Programming on KAXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at mnhum.org/grants. Rife Theater Arts presents Disney's The Lion King Jr. November 21st to the 23rd at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. Shows are at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday with 2 p.m. shows on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets at rifecenter.org. Let's get you back to the World Cafe.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard Backtracking with Jim James of My Morning Jacket. You can see video of that session, along with tons of other World Cafe sessions, including lots of full live band performances, on our YouTube page, youtube.com/worldcafe. You can also find past Backtracking episodes, too. This is Citizen Cope. It is Sideways on World Cafe.
You know it ain't easy for these thoughts to leave me. There are no words to describe it. In France or in England, 'cause diamonds they fade and flowers they bloom. And I'm telling you that these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. They even knocking me out there. Whenever you come around me, but these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. These feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. It ain't easy for these thoughts here to leave me. There are no words to describe it. In France or in English, 'cause diamonds they fade,
diamonds they fade.
Flowers they bloom.
Flowers they bloom.
I'm telling you, these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. They've been knocking me out there. Whenever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. Won't go away. With diamonds they fade, and flowers they
these feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. Nah. These feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away.
Bit on a Stranger. Pavement being a little bit rude there at the end of this hour of World Cafe. If you want, you can find us on Instagram at World Cafe. You can find us on TikTok at @_world_cafe. That way we can just hang out all the time 24/7. You can always find me in your phone. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org. And by the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at WaltonFamilyFoundation.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening. Let's take a quick look at weather in the listening area today. Sunny with highs 35 to 42, northwest winds 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows 21 to 31. Saturday, mostly cloudy becoming sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20, and Sunday, mostly clear with highs 45 degrees to 50. Support comes from Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia, offering the Iron Range community local and organic grocery items and daily fresh meal options from their in-house deli. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends. Learn about career opportunities at naturalharvest.coop and on Indeed. Some music going on in northern Minnesota this weekend. Tonight, Clay Fulton will be at Smoke in the Water in Coleraine. That starts at 5. Diddy Wish will be at the Pickled Loon in Grand Rapids beginning at 6 p.m. And you can catch the Weary Ramblers at the Livewell Nightclub and Coffee Bar in Nisswa.